Now, it didn't make it as far as the Wild Atlantic Way, but that hasn't stopped Waterford, now home to the longest greenway in Ireland, amongst other things. Paul O'Connella, travel editor with the Independent.ie, is just back from the southeast. How are you, Paul?
I am good. Sure, with weather like this, why would you need to go abroad?
It's going to rain later, is it?
Ah, stop it.
No, it is. It's going to rain.
I didn't get the forecast. Yeah, now that's put me in a tailspin.
Rain for the week. The longest greenway, first of all, this is a huge tourist draw. From the little bit I've seen of it, the infrastructure they've put into it, it really is something that will attract people who like outdoors, who like cycling, and who like, you know, just travelling at their own pace.
Oh, absolutely. I cycled it from Waterford to Dungarvan, 46 kilometres, by a few kilometres the longest in Ireland after the Great Western Greenway in Mayo. Along the way, I passed, there was a group of older men cycling from Dublin. There were fathers and sons out on their bikes. There were buggy pushers pushing their buggies. There were dog walkers. There were solo cyclists like me. There were groups from overseas. And this was on a Tuesday in the middle of the day. And this is basically on the old Great Southern and Western Railway line, which hasn't carried passengers for 50 years. Yeah. So this was, it's like an artery through the county. You start off beside the river shore, following the bends of the river and all the reeds and wildflowers along there. You pass by Mount Colgreave and Kilmeaden Station. Then you pass through all of this rolling farmland as you come to Kilmacthomas, onwards towards Durrow, and then there's this amazing 400 metre long Victorian bricked tunnel where you're actually cycling in darkness. All you can see at the end is sort of the N-shaped exit to the tunnel at the end. There's drops of water coming down and it's lit quite spookily. It's a real sort of feature.
How do the health and safety pass a dark tunnel? You can have a multiple lit bike pile up inside.
No,
there.
No, there's enough
litigation for years.
Let's call it spooky. There's enough lighting to survive. You dismount. There's a sign saying dismount and walk your bike through it. Now, not everybody was following that, but the sign is there anyway. You emerge, you pass over this enormous old viaduct, and then all of a sudden the Copper Coast comes into view and you're whizzing alongside it as you come into Dungarvan. It's just magical.
You can, if you're slightly lazy, get an electric bike as well.
I tried it.
Any good?
It absolutely works. The way these things work, now they cost you a bit more and they're quite heavy to cycle, but basically you can set it to three different settings. One gives you a little bit of help, then there's a middle setting, and then there's another one that basically does the work for you.
The setting you use, yeah.
Every time you pedal, it's like there's someone behind you giving you a push.
That's brilliant.
So off you go. If you're, for example, someone who doesn't cycle that often, or you're an older person who wishes to try it, or for whatever reason, because 46K is quite a distance. I don't cycle every day. I might cycle up and back to the train station myself, you know, 2 or 5K. But 46K, you're going to have a really sore butt.
How long would your guided motorcycle take?
I took 5 hours, but I was stopping to take photos and to chat to people. I stopped at O'Mahony's pub in Durrow, which is really nostalgic, a real blast from the past, owned by Tom and Helen. Tom told me there, he's in his 70s, he told me that he remembered taking the train into school in Dungarvan and sitting up at the top of the train. So they have a little sweet shop and that you can get a pint there on the way, and there's loads of little businesses like that that they're going to benefit along the route. I mean, as many locals were on it, Jonathan, as tourists, and I think that's key to these things, because in the off season when you mightn't get the volume of visitors from the continent and whatnot, the local people are just beaming with pride about this.
Well, it's something to do, and as you know, if you have a young family or if you want to go outdoors, there is a lack of something to do. If you're cycling on the roads, for example, you run the risk of being knocked down.
That is just the genius of it. It's such a simple thing not to have to worry about traffic. And if you don't want to do 46K, which, you know, for example, it'd be too much for my kids, they're too young, you can do that last stretch I told you from Durrow to Dungarvan is just 10K. So you could go out and back, or you could just go run one way. The bike hire companies, you can get a regular bike for €20.
There's a little train,
and
it'll
include a shuttle.
Is that little train still running?
Yes, I passed it. The Waterford and Shore Valley Railway. That you jump onto at Kilmeaden. So it runs parallel to the cycleway.
It's a lovely
for a short period.
Narrow gauge.
It's a simplex locomotive, so it looks like a little, almost like a toy.
Yeah.
Do you know the length of it? It's shorter than, you know, 20 metres long, two or three cars.
We brought the kids in that. They loved it. Thomas the Tank Engine was big at the time, so this is one of the small trains.
Yeah, and there's a cafe at the station made out of another railway carriage. So there's all of this kind of...
You said that you cycled through the tunnel in the relative dark, or you walked through the tunnel.
I walked through, yeah.
Little drops. You said little drops.
Yeah, in that part of the tunnel is almost like, as Tom O'Mahony said to me, it's like you're being in the Amazon or something. It's a ravine cut out of the rock that the railway would have passed through, and these huge ferns and tree roots are coming down the walls.
It's
not only
the ferns and the tree roots that you were there to be worried about. Paddy and Thurman Feckins texted in to say the tunnel on the Greenway is dark to protect the bats that live in it.
Really?
Might have been bats.
I didn't know that.
Dropping guano
July
on
July.
Have you washed your hair?
July and August are the best time to see bats in Ireland, incidentally. So I'd say if there are there at dusk and you're at the either end of that tunnel, then that's when you might see them.
That's when you might.
So there's another reason.
Another reason to go. Will you ask, is there anywhere about halfway through the Greenway where you could stay? So where'd we be about halfway through?
Oh, good point. Kilmacthomas is the halfway point, and there's a new coffee house there, the Coach House Coffee, but I don't know if there's a place that I can recommend in Kilmacthomas.
If there's somebody listening around that area in Kilmacthomas,
loads
of
places in Dungarvan and loads of places in Waterford, obviously, and the bike guys will pick you up and drop you back to wherever you're staying.
Now, the views on a sunny day are spectacular. Nothing can beat the views in County Waterford. Like, if you're driving into Dungarvan and you've that lovely vista on the High Point, and anywhere else really, as you start heading up the coast, heading towards Wexford, you think everywhere you turn, you've got a great view, I'm guessing.
You do. The Wild Atlantic Way stops at Kinsale, but... And there was a lot of upset in Waterford at the time. It's a bit more residual now. I think they're moving on. But from Tremor to Dungarvan is a stretch of coast I call it the Copper Coast, because it was once home to a copper mining industry. And as you're driving along, you can still see the old husks and shells of these old copper mines and the towers.
It's like Poldark, but in Waterford.
Yeah, it's not unlike Cornwall, but you have these coves that just suddenly emerge with sea stacks. The road is really hugs the coastline as well, so, and there's beaches like Stradbally, which is a gorgeous little sandy beach, and then you come into Dungarvan, which looks gorgeous itself. So if you're looking for it, start at Tremor and drive over towards Dungarvan. So it's not, that doesn't follow the same route as the Greenway, but it's another thing to do along there. The beaches are only gorgeous.
John Boyle is texting to say, I've walked the Greenway a few times. It's wonderful, a great reuse of a redundant asset, and a credit to all the people who developed it. Why then do a small handful of politicians oppose the same facilities for Galway and Mayo, preferring to allow the old Athenright Colooney line fall out of public ownership and opposing the Western Rail Trail Initiative in every way they can?
Does he mean Mayo or Kerry? There's one underway, or there's plans in Kerry as well.
There's one in the west. I know that there's causing a little bit of
upset. Problem with greenways is they go across not just public land but private land, and then there's sort of compulsory purchase issues, and there's people who mightn't necessarily want the public accessing their land, and all of these individual deals have to be done, and it's unfortunately messy. Yeah.
You mentioned the fact it's not in the Wild Atlantic Way because it's not on the Atlantic per se, but it is part of the ancient East, isn't it?
It is. Which
it's kind of the Wild Atlantic Way's poor cousin, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say it's a creative geography at work here. The ancient East stretches from Cavan, as you know, to Limerick, to East Cork and Waterford and all the rest. And it doesn't include Dublin, interestingly. So basically, when you come to Waterford, what you're talking about is Ireland's oldest city at 1,100 years old, established by Vikings, of course. And the core of that is the Viking Triangle, which you'll know if you've been to Waterford. Reginald's Tower is one of the iconic buildings on the quay.
Just opposite the hotel there?
Yeah. Exactly. And that there's within that short, easily walkable space is the medieval museum, Bishop's Palace, and then, of course, the House of Waterford Crystal. And all of that comes together. And there's a new virtual reality experience that's opening up there June 31st. It's called the Viking Virtual Reality Adventure, and it's the latest sort of boost that's coming with Ireland's Ancient East funding. So the city and the county, there's a sense of things happening at the moment.
Are you walking around with VR glasses on, or are you?
There's part of it that where you do. You put them in. I know whether you walk or not. I don't know
because then
I've tried the actual thing.
I've
tried those, and they're very. You know, you really feel like you're inside what they're showing. So I had to take a seat. Put it that way.
That's just spoken like a guy guy who's seen the first moving pictures.
Certainly don't go there after having a craft beer or whatever you might have. Yeah, because Fáilte Ireland did these VR experiences that they bring to trade shows, and one of them is a guy surfing the wave under the cliffs of Moher. So you actually kind of feel wobbly when you have
did
the
you
moment.
Get a little upset, Paul?
Well, not as upset as I got when the bat...
But
what ruined I my hair, ruined my helmet hair.
Waterford Airport has had its own troubles of late. A lot of they had aircrafts and airlines, and then they lost them. Then another one. Then the last.
Yeah,
then.
They now, had the last one went bankrupt, and it's a year ago since they've had scheduled services. And lo and behold, the good news continues. Air Southeast, which is a new airline, is going to reintroduce flights to Luton, Manchester, and Birmingham from July 24th.
Now I've been trying to get flights there today. Now they're either all booked already or as there's the dates I'm looking at there aren't anyone going out, but prices are starting at a reasonable amount.
€79 each way.
And let's not forget that Ryanair, the largest airline in Europe, we're told, started down in Waterford. Their first flight was Waterford to Luton.
That's a good point.
Exactly the same route that they're introducing.
I didn't make that connection, but you're absolutely right. It's a short runway, so these are propeller planes and they seat about 33, 34 people. So it's a good service. Hopefully it's the start of more. What it'll do is it'll save you the drive up to Dublin or over to Cork.
Yeah.
And
They're kind of caught in an awkward spot there with the motorway network to Dublin. You know, you're going to be in Dublin, 2.5 hours? Mm-hmm. You're going to be at Dublin Airport. You'd be in Cork in 2 hours. It's just unfortunate for Waterford Airport.
Sure, and obviously, Tourism Ireland have been pointing out that this will be good for inbound, for people who want to come in from the UK and do the Greenway or do the Wild Antiquay or Ireland's Ingenious.
Cumra's Wild Festival, just mention that quickly as well.
I mentioned that because that's moved from September. The Cumra's are one of the most underrated mountain ranges in Ireland. I don't know if you've ever gone walking in them, Jonathan, from Mahon Falls to Cumshin Gone. They're beautiful. Anyway, they have a whole festival that they set around the mountains, and that's running from July 14th to 16th.
It's not to be said for Waterford, really, isn't
it? Well, there you go.
When you start going on a tour there, just, you know, be careful.
You're slightly cheaper than the jungles of Peru.
Little
also.
Bit. Ever so slightly. Paul O'Connell, travel editor with independent.ie. Thank you very much for that.